Tafyomi Kufchav Beis. Again, I'm against learning Gemara without Rashi. I'm against learning. Rashbam is very myrich, though. If you don't believe me, open a Gemara Psochem and turn to Arvei Psochem, and you'll see the difference between Rashi and the Rashbam. And therefore, time constraints do not allow us to learn the Rashbam, although it's. I'm really against it. Maybe we'll try to learn Rashbam today. I'm sure everyone here who has been learning Daf Yomi remembers that earlier in the Perek there was a discussion if Leyotzei Mitzrayim Nechel Kaharetz, if the portions of Eretz Yisrael were given out al pi the people that left Mitzrayim, people meaning males between 20 and up, and or Leboi Haaretz. And there was a whole complicated formula that if it was Boi Haaretz, it went up, Mesim Yorshim Esachayim, and then back down. I don't know if that's... I hope you don't have blank looks. I hope you remember what that is. And then there was a third sheet, La'ela Ula Ela Nechlaka Haaretz. The Gemara now is going to continue about how Eretz Yisrael was split, but with another Shaila. In other words, the question of Leboi Haaretz or Leyotzei Mitzrayim or to both is a question of as it was parceled out to the individual people. But here the Gemara has another Shiloh, Iboi Elohu, the bottom of Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, the last word on the next to the last line, Iboi Elohu, we're now on the last line, Eretz Yisrael Lishvotim Iflug, Odir Malakarkaf Gavri Iflug. Lishvotim Iflug means it was split up into 12 equal parts, and each, now equal is also a shiloh. What does equal mean? We'll see later in the Gemara that equal doesn't mean the shetach of land, but the value of the land. So there's a lot of cheshbonos that went into the splitting up of the land. So, but we'll talk about a bigger piece of land and a smaller piece of land, but really we're talking about the quality of the land. Was it split up l'shvatim, meaning 12 equal parts to equal shvatim? Every shevet got an equal part. Every shevet meaning Menashe and Ephraim and not Levi. Every shevet got an equal part. That would mean that the people got based on the size of the shevet. In other words, if you had a lot of people in your shevet, you got a smaller portion. And if you had fewer people in the shevet, you got a larger portion, because each shevet got an equal portion. What people got, that's the shaila earlier in the perek. If Leboi Haaretz or Leyotzei Mitzrayim. Here we're not dealing with that. Whether the people involved, Leboi Haaretz or Leyotzei Mitzrayim, or the third Tana that holds both, Lo Mishaneh. Here it's a different question. Was Eretz Yisrael first split up into 12 equal parts, and then it was parceled out within each shevet to the individuals? Odir Malakarkav Gavri Iflug, forget about the shevet, it was given, in the meaning it was given out, every person got an equal share. You looked at the whole Eretz Yisrael, every person got an equal share. And the Mela, the Shvatim, had unequal parts of Eretz Yisrael. A Shevet with a lot of people had a bigger part of Eretz Yisrael. A Shevet with fewer people, in other words, Eretz Yisrael was split up into, I don't know, let's call it 600,000 parts, going with the count in Pinchas, which is approximately 600,000. Right? So it was split up into 600,000 pieces, and it was parceled out, either Leboi or, okay, based on that, it still comes out to 600,000 approximately, rather. Okay, that's the Shiloh of the Gemara. Toshma, we're now on the top of the Kufchav Beis Umar Aleph. That's a different Shiloh. That's the Shiloh of who were the people to whom it was parceled out. Here the Gemara is questioning whether there was a Chalukah L'Shvi Shvatim in 12 equal parts, and then the people got within their shevet. So a shevet with less people, each person got more. And a shevet with more people, each person got less. Or, forget the shvatim, it was parceled out according to the people. And now, a shevet with a lot of people got a bigger portion than Eretz Yisrael, and a shevet with fewer people got a smaller portion than Eretz Yisrael. Okay, Toshma, the pasuk says, "Bein Rav Lemot," says the Rashbam, "Al pi agorol techolik haaretz nachlosen shel Yisrael sheyikach kol shevet v'shevet ma sheyitin lo hagorol bein shoyim magil lo chelik meruba kigoin shevet sheyesh bo anoshim ma'at bein shoyim lo chelik mua kigoin sheyesh lo anoshim harbe." In other words, the interpretation that the Gemara is making of the pasuk Bein Rav Lemat means that each shevet got an equal portion. The chivin lechol hashvatim lokhin b'shaveh shevet hakotan k'shevet hagadol nimtzu chelkel b'nei shevet hakotan. As I explained, merubo mechelik shevet b'nei hagadol. Each person got more. So in other words, Bein Rav Lemat means that each shevet got the same, and some people. And the people of some shevet got a bigger portion, and the people of a different shevet got a smaller portion. What?
Why was there a gola? It was the same portion.
The gola was exactly was for the shvatim where they get where geographically where. The ilakark of gavri may ben rav lemat, alo not to kulam b'shove. In other words, rav lemat the Gemara assumes means the people. Anyway, that's the interpretation Bein Rav Lemat, that the Shvatim got equal. We're going to see a different interpretation in the Gemara in a few lines. But meanwhile, we're going with that interpretation, and that's why the Gemara holds its Toshma. The Toshma is that it was L'Shvatim. So then you say Bein Rav Lemat. The Shvatim got, as the Rashbam explains, the Shvatim each got an equal Shevet. Bein Rav, if there's a Shevet with few people, do that a Rashbam learns. You realize everything's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rashbam learns, Bein Rav is a shevet with few people got a bigger portion. Lemat, a shevet with more people got a smaller portion. The old Tanya, Asida Eretz Yisrael, Shetoschalek L'Shlosha Osar Shvotim. And again, the Rashbam learns that this, the Rashbam sees in the meaning of the Braisa that it will be 13 equal shears. Look in the Rashbam. So the Schalik Los would love the Yud Gimel Shvatim, Koloma the Yud Gimel Chalok and Shavim, 13 equal parts. Ulakamim before us, we will soon see, my Neil Osachelek, the Tofi. What's that 13th? Who is the 13th? Dimishim Levi, the Noket Nachlok Eshar Shvatim, Kedich Siv Hosom Shar Levi Echod, Hamanashir Ephraim, Namilo Yitlu Elachelek Echod, Kedich Siv Hosom Shar Yosef Echod. That's the Psukim in Yechezkel. Nimtzu Yud Beis Shvatim, Nimtzu Yud Beis Chalokim. By Yud Gimel, the Rashbam lets us in on the secret. Lenosi Kedil Kamon Melech HaMashiach Tetzachela. So we'll see. But Al Kaponim, we're proving that there were 13 equal parts of Eretz Yisrael. That there will be, and there were 12. The old Tanya, again, I see the Eretz Yisrael, Shetuschalek, Lishlosh Asar Shvatim. So the Rashbam learns it means 13 equal parts. Shebetchilel on the Schalke, El Lishneim Asar Shvatim. Good. Next point, that the Braisa, that's already the Raya. Now we're still, we're continuing the Braisa. V'loneschalko ela b'kesef, sh'nemar bein rav lemat. The Gemara thought at this point, the Rashbam says, k'salko la d'chashto, what does it mean b'ksofim? That mishoyu l'chelik yofeh, ha'yanosin domim, in other words, everybody got the same amount of land, and the person that got better land had to reimburse a person that got a lower quality land. He had to pay him money. Are you noticing Donald Lamisha Gilo Hela Kochush? My the Baini Baini, the difference in the value of the field. Shinamba Bein Rav Lemat, and now we see a different interpretation of the words Bein Rav Lemat. That's what I mentioned to you before. That ironically the Gemara brings two rayas that it was split up into 12 equal parts. The first raya is how to interpret the pasuk Bein Rav Lemat, but in the second Raya, the second Braisa, the Rashbam at least gives a different interpretation of Bein Rav Lemat. Koloma b'tzorach l'dakte Bein Rav Lemat l'hosef domim harav l'mait l'mat. The guy that got Rav, meaning better quality land, the Gemara thinks this at this point. It will change its mind. But at this point the Gemara thinks it means that the guy with higher quality land has to pay money to the person with lower quality land, and they all got the same shetach, the same amount of real estate. Shaziburus korele ma'at, Le'idus Kari Rav, you're familiar with these terms from Bava Kama, I would assume. You're already holding my Bava Basra. Shekach Lama Rav Yehuda, Saw Be Yehuda, Shove Heson Begalil. If you look at the Gemara, that's what we're up to. Lama Rav Yehuda, Saw Be Yehuda, Shove Chom Heson Begalil. A Sa'ah is 2,500 square amos. So one Saw in Yehuda is worth, is a high quality land. It's worth Chom Heson Begalil. The Hayamala Domim Zam, finishing up the Rashbam, Zeshen of Achelka B'Yehuda, would have to pay, reimburse, not reimburse is the wrong word, would have to make up the difference so that they should be equal, L'mishenofel Achelka B'Galil. Okay? We continue with the Braiso, B'lonis Chalkel B'Galro. No, people. We're talking now people's part. The people. We parceled out the land, everybody got a portion, but some people's land was of lower quality. So the Gemara thinks now that they all got equal amount of real estate, and the person, it was given out Begorol, and the person that got also Begorol, and the person that got the lower quality land had to be paid by the person that got the higher quality land. The Gemara will change and say that's not so. Shenemar, it was Lonus Chalkal Begorol. The Tana's still talking. Shenemar ach begoro, b'lon eschalke el b'urim betumim. Shenemar alpi hagoro. Alpi means there was words, and the words were in the urim betumim. The Kohen Gadol would be able to divine, or Elazar, who was the Kohen Gadol at the time, would be able to divine the words that the urim betumim was forming. Hakeitzah, there's a fuller description. Elazar melubish urim betumim. And how would it work, this juxtaposition of the Goyro and Urim Betumim? Elazar Melubish Urim Betumim, which was a piece of cloth, according to the general understanding, is that it's a piece of cloth in the folds of the Choshen. Elazar Melubish Urim Betumim, v'yashuv v'chol yisrael oimdim l'fona, v'kalpi, that's a box, shel shvotim, of, you know, Goyro tickets of the shvotim, v'kalpi shel tchumim, geographical areas, Munochin Lefonov, Bahayamachavim Baruch HaKodesh, before they picked the Gleirol, he would talk through the Ruach, he would say, through the Ruach HaKodesh of the Urim Betumim, he would say, Zvulun Ole, Tchum Ako Ole Imo. Tosfos points out that this is an unfortunate choice of words, because Ako is not in Zvulun. Akko is in Osher. It's Siv Asher Lahorish Yosh Me'akko. Eleklomar Tchum Shebetzad Akko. It means some land near Akko, not really Akko. Okay. Torah Pekilfi Shel Tzotim. Torah Pekilfi is the name of a parak in Yuma. It means he shook the Goro box so no one should think that there's any funny stuff going on here. Bola Biyodos Vulon. Okay, big deal. Now Torah Pekilfi Shel Tchumen. That was the trick. Okay, now the Gemara says further, below Kachaluka shall Olam Azem, Kachaluka shall Olam Abba. Olam Abba here does not mean what we are used to calling Olam Abba. We're talking about Yemos HaMashiach, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, when the Shvatim will be back, and we'll be parceling out Eretz Yisrael based on the Pesukim in Yechezkel. So that's what Olam Haba means here. In what way is it different? Olam Hazeh, Adam Yeshlo Sdei Lavan, you can end up with a land of Sdei Lavan means a grain field, not trees. Einlo Sdei Pardes, it doesn't have orchards. So they pardes and los de lovon. Lolam Abba, every individual will have all different types of land, for vegetables, for fruit, for grains. Bahar, Ubashvela, Uba Emek, plains, valleys, hills. Shenemar, Shar Ruvein Echad, Shar Yehuda Echad, Shar Levi Echad. Everybody will be equal. And nobody will be jealous, and everybody will have. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu Machalek Lahem Biatzmo. don't know how, but he will do it. Shenemar Vela. What? I don't know. No, they'll still be in the Shvatim. I don't know. Shenemar El. I mean, I guess so. El Vela Machlok. Ela Machlokosom Lum Hashem. Ketani Mias. We're getting back to the subject we're talking about. Shebetchilah Lo Nischalka El Lishnei Mosar Shvatim. Shmamin El Lishvatim Iflugim means 12 equal parts. And that's the Raya, Shma Minah, and that's the Maskana. Okay. Omar Mar, Asid Eretz Yisrael Shetoshalik L'Shlosha Ser Shvotim. Idoch Laman, that's number 13, as we said. Levi's now on the count, but Menashe and Ephraim come together and they're one. So what's number 13? Omar Afistel L'Nasi, that's Malach HaMashiach. Dichsiv V'Oved Be'ir, the hardest worker of the city, that's the Melech is the hardest worker, like the rug of a shul, because everything's on his head. They will give him tribute. I guess here's where we go away from the rug of the shul. We give him tribute, and he gets a nachla mikol shiftei Yisrael, the Rashbam says. So that's the 13th portion. Amalei HaPopol Abaye, the Amar Rungar Ba'alma. The Rashbam defines Rungar, a strange word, unfamiliar word. Schirim Ba'alma, Lavodlo, Katalmidim Lerav. How do you know it means karka, that they'll give him Nachlosom? Maybe it means they'll serve him. That's what the pasuk means. They'll have workers working for him. Lo Saltadaitav, the Siv, the Hanosar Lenosi, Mizeh Umizeh, the Trumas HaKodesh. So, in other words, there was a list of the Shvatim, and then it says there'll be a leftover portion, and the Nasi will get it Mizeh Umizeh, meaning from each Shevet, besides the Beis Hamikdash, which doesn't belong to any Shevet, the Trumas HaKodesh, and V'lachuz HaSo'ir, it really means it belongs to the Nasi. From a technical standpoint, the Mokam HaMikdash and Yerushalayim will belong to Malach HaMashiach. We continue. The Gemara harks back to the Braisa. So you remember what the Gemara thought? That the person with the higher quality field has to pay the person with the lower quality field. Lamat. Lamai. What the Gemara explores and wants to know, is this really the case? Ilema Lashufra. The sanya, that it refers to better quality land and worse quality land. So the Gemara utter b'shuftani askinon, it's still not fear. If you go to a guy and you say, would you rather have lower quality land and money or higher quality land? So especially in an agricultural society for sure, but even now if you say, would you rather have a better location and I'll give you money? So only a fool would take the worst location. And if you have to, you have to. But money, you know, easy come, easy go. Real estate is real estate. It's there. You're there. You have it. So that's what the Gemara says. Who's going to accept money? It's still not fair. Ever the koyvo rechoyka. That already people will do. Closer to Yerushalayim. In other words, if the land was lower quality, you got more land. You didn't get money. What is money? Money's gone in the day. You got more land. So you got more land. If your field was lower quality, the payoff of ksafim that the Braisa talks of is the difference of location, Taka. How close you are to Yerushalayim. Everybody wants to live close to Yerushalayim. Even then, in the time of the Chalukas Haaretz, Bimei Yehoshua, everybody wants to live in Yerushalayim. So the further you are from Yerushalayim, you got reimbursed. You got paid by the people closer to Yerushalayim in order to even the score. No, that's what some people were closer, some people were poorer.
I'm saying, in a Shevet, we said that the portions weren't equal because different Shevet, some had more members, some had less members.
Yeah.
In a particular Shevet, would each land be divided out equally,
yeah.
So each person would get
equal.
Yeah. So what does it but mean that they pay each other? Is that between the Shevet?
Because that's what equal means. Equal doesn't mean an equal amount of real estate. It means equal in value.
So, but
equivalent value would be paid between the different shvatim?
No.
Between the individuals
in the individual in the shaving. They were reimbursed so as to equal the disparity of not of the quality of the field.
Inside the
shaving, each person. The Gemara's Maskan is not for the quality of field, but the quality of location. Ketanoi, now the Gemara says this is really a machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Eliezer, may b'ksofim elua, the difference based on the distance to Yerushalayim was made up by the payment of money. Rabbi Shua, may b'karka elua, the difference was made up also. Just like the quality of land was made up by getting more land if you had worse karka, so the distance to Yerushalayim was also made up by getting more land, not by getting money. Okay, we continue with quoting the Brice of Lonis Chalka Ela Begoro, Shenemar Ach Begoro. Tana Ach Begoro is always a miyut. The Lashon of Ach is always a miyut. Yotzu Yeshua v'kolev. They didn't need a gairo. Lamai. But the Gemara doesn't know that yet. The Gemara is exploring the beer in the brisa. What does it mean, Yotzu Yeshua v'kolev? Ilay medulay shakul klal. They didn't get anything. That's not true. Hashtag alav didu shakul. They even got what's not theirs. The Gemara says, we learned that Yeshua v'kolev got the chelik of the meraglim in Eretz Yisrael. They do me boy, they certainly like, why shouldn't they get a portion? Ella Shalonotlu Bagorol, Ella directly al Pi Hashem. If you remember, that's how La Asad Lado, everyone's going to have it. Yeshua Dichsiv al Pi Hashem, Nosnulo, Asuira Shoshoal, Estimna Serach, Bahara Froyim. Ksiv Serach in Yehoshua. Uksiv Cheres in Shoftim. In the beginning of Shoftim, it repeats. Where Yeshua was buried in his city, and there it says Cheres. Amar Rav Elazar, Petchila, before Yeshua got it, Peirosehu kecheres, dry, not moist, not plump, not juicy. Ulebesoif, after Yeshua got it, Peirosehu masrichim, from the juice, it would spoil, pushing from the, or is in danger of spoiling because of the overload, so to speak, of the moisture of the juice. They're very plump and ripe. Think of the Amri the other way around. Bechilu masrichim. At first, before Yeshua got it, they would be masrichim. They wouldn't last. It wouldn't store well. Ulebesoif kecheres. And the cheres pasuk is the maila that it stored well, like a piece of cheres. Kolev. Gal al pi Hashem. The Sivu Yitnu the Kolev is Chevron. Kasher diber Moshe. Bayorish misham es shlosh b'nei ho'anok. Right? The Gemara asks, never near Miklat Tagoyitz, it belongs to the Levium. How could Kolev get it? Or Miklat belong to the Levium? Omer Avabai, Parma, the suburbs, the townlets, and the Kfarim around Hebron. Tichsin, this is Deha Ir, this Chatzeveha, Nostal the Kolev Ben Yifune, Ba'achuzasa. We start the next Mishnah.
What about
maybe that was Al Pi Yaakov Avinu. I don't know who got Shem. That was in Nachlas. I mean, that also wasn't Al Pi Goro and Chanami. But it wasn't Al Pi Hashem. Maybe it was the bracha of here. Hashem decreed that they should indeed get it. Echad Aben v'Echad Abbas b'Nachla. Ella Shehaben Noto. The Gemara is going to say what that means. The Gemara is going to discuss that first phrase of the Mishnah. It's a little obscure. It's not so clear what it means. The simple meaning seems to be, we don't know. I don't want to say it. We'll see in the Gemara. It certainly doesn't mean that the Bein and Bas are Yorish together, because we know that's not so. Ella, with this difference, Shabbein Notel Pishnayim B'nichsei Ha, the Bukhar gets Pishnayim, but only in the father's Nechasim. Bein and Notel Pishnayim B'nichsei Ha'em. Right? A mother could die and have nechasim. If there's no husband, the children are yorish, huh? So, but there's no din of pishnayim, there's no din of bechor in a mother's estate. Another difference is the habonos nizonos menichsei ha'av, there's a tnai ksuba, that even though the son's yarshin But the daughters, it means younger daughters, not adults, minors, get, or maybe until they get married, that's a Gemara in Ksubas. Now, Kaponim, the girls in the family, they are supported by the estate. That's a Tanai Ksuba. But that Tanai Ksuba is only on the father's estate, not on the mother's estate. So the Abonos Nizonos, after the death of the father, the Bonos are Nizonos Minichsei Ha'or, from the estate of the father. The Einan Nizonos, but there's no such thing Minichsei Ha'im, the Tanai Ksuba doesn't go on a mother's Nechasim. The Gemara asks, "May echad ben vechad abas nanachla?" What exactly does it mean? Ilayim of the yarsuki adodei. Certainly, that's not true. Tanan ben koydim labas. Not only that, but kol yotze yerechel shel ben koydim labas. Right? If the son has a great 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 grandson, or for that matter, a great 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 granddaughter, so any descendant of the son comes before the daughter. The son comes before the daughter. Any descendant of the son, even a girl, comes before the daughter. So obviously it's not Echad HaBen Vechad HaBas L'Nachla in that sense of the word. Amar Rav Nachman Bayitzcha Kochi Ka'omar. Simon Nafsham, the Simon are the four Amoiroim that give Terusim, that attempt to give Terusim to the question of what does the Mishnah mean. Who is it? Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, and Marba Rav Ashi. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, that's the Nun. Hachi Kamar, Echad HaBen Vechad HaBas, Notlin Beroi Kibamuchsim. There's a concept in Yerusha called Ro'oi. Money, the simplest case of Ro'oi, Muchsik means the father, let's say the father is the Morish. The father has money in his pocket. He has money, I don't want to say in the bank, because it's not so posh what the bank is. He has money in his pocket, he has money under his mattress. He owns money, he owns real estate. That's called muhsik, he has it. Ro'oi, the classic case of ro'oi is someone owes him money. The father doesn't have the money now, it's ro'oi to come to him. It's ro'oi, that's what the word ro'oi means. It's worthy of coming to him. He unfortunately dies. Now it is Yerusha. So there's no problem with Yerusha. If someone owes the father money, now he owes the kids money. They are Yoresh the Chov. But there's no din of Pishnayim. There's no din. The Bechor does not get Baro'ui Kibamuchsa. That's the operative phrase that you'll come across. Eina Bechor Noitel Pishnayim Baro'ui Kibamuchsa. The reason I didn't want to say a bank, because it's not poshut. It's not that poshut what kind of a din a bank has. You're really lending the bank money. They call it a deposit. You think your money's there just waiting for you to get it, and they're just being very nice and they're watching it for you. But it's not true at all. You're lending the bank money, so it's really a loan. They just charge you to lend their money. That's their trick. They're geniuses. They call it a deposit and they charge you money to have a bank account by them. What they're really doing is they're charging you money for the schus of lending them money. So, anyway, is a bank account roi or muhsuk is a matter of a lot of discussion. Is a check roi or muhsuk? That's Shiloh. Big Shiloh we're going to have it later in the parak. A lot of blot about roi and muhsuk. Not Bechor, but regular Yerusha. No, can be roi, can be muhsuk. The Gemara says, Anami Tzvina. We learned that already. That's not a Kiddush. They got three portions in Eretz Yisrael. This Tana holds, this Mishnah holds that Liyotzim Mitzrayim Nechlaka Oretz. The Chelko of Slavchod, their father was Slavchod. So he was Liyotzim Mitzrayim. Right, who was Mino Slavchod's father? You know, Jung, yeah. The Chelko and Slavchod's Chelek im Echov. The Nichsei Chayfer, right? So that's Ro'ui. That's Ro'ui. Chayfer was still alive. Chayfer then died, right? In other words, Slavcha died before Chayfer. That's what we have the Kabbalah. Slavcha died before Chayfer, and Memela they got his portion, and that's Ro'ui to go to Slavcha. So they got it. So that's question one. It's already a Mishnah. The old Ma'ela. The end is a little jarring. Because it has nothing to do with the beginning. The beginning is talking about the children. The end is talking about mother and father. So, like, what's. It says, A ben gets Pishnayim benichsei ha'av, and not benichsei ha'aim. So like, that just supposition doesn't work. First it's talking about the children, then it's talking about the parents. The old my Ella. It says Ella, just this difference, but it's not the same type of difference. Ella mar apapa hoki kamar. This is the pay of the simon. Echad ben vechad abbas notlin chelek bebechora. In other words, if the father was a bechor, even a girl can get the chelek bechora. If the father was a bechor and then the grandfather died, so they get. That's not cool. They get his pishnayim. That's not called ro'oi. The grandfather was muchzak. Ro'oi is when it was ro'oi to the morish, so that you don't get pishnayim. Here it was muchzak to the morish. He died, so his children, his descendants, get pishnayim. They get his chelek b'chora too. They don't just get the chelek of this. They get the chelek b'chora too. Hanami Tznina, in the same Mishnah about Yarshining Eretz Yisrael, B'shehoya B'chor, Tzlovchud was a B'chor, so noto Shnei Chalokim. So we learned it already, it's not a Chiddush. And again, V'od my Ella. You still haven't covered that question, that if the Reish is talking about children, then you don't say, oh, the children are the same, with one difference, the mother and the father. That doesn't, the sentence doesn't flow. Elamar Ravashi, that's the Shin. Hochi Komar, Echad Bein Habonim, Echad Bas Bein Habonos, are the same. Im Omar Yiresh Kol Nechosai Devorim Kayomin. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yechon Ben Broka. If the father could verbally designate a Yoresh, and that Yoresh will be Yoresh Old and Nechosai. It's learned out from a pasuk, but it has to be. It has to be the first shlav of Yerusha. In other words, Yerusha always works in shlavim. A son gets. If not the son, then a daughter. If there's no children, then the father. If not the father, then the brother. So a father, someone who's dying, cannot say, my brother should be Yoresh me. That he cannot say. But if he has 10 children, so it's going to the children, he could pick a Yoresh and say, this son should be Yoresh me. That's learned out from the pasuk. So you can do that with 10 boys and pick a boy, and you can do it with 10 girls and pick a girl. And that's what the Mishnah means. Echad, what? No. We're not talking about Shkif Marah. Rabbi Yechon broke a hold, it's learned out from the pasuk. He could designate a Yoresh as long as the Yoresh is Ro'ui L'Yosho, meaning he's in line for the Yerusha. He can't say it about a girl, and he can't say it about his brother, and he can't say it about his father. But if he doesn't have boys and there's 10 girls, he can say it about one of the 10 girls. And that's what the Mishnah means, Rav Ashi is suggesting. Echad bein bein habonim v'achad bas bein habonos im omar yiresh kol nechosai devar of kayomin. K'man k'Rav Yechon ben Broka, k'toni lola, come on. It's in a Mishnah. Rav Yechon ben Broka omar, momar al misha roi liyosho devar of kayomin. And al misha ain't a roi liyosho ain't devar of kayomin. B'chitein of kososim on Rav Yechon ben Broka, that there's a purpose in saying it here. Because then we have the Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yechon ben Broka, but it's not going to work out because Rabbi Yechon ben Broka comes further, and that means it's a Stam Dachakach Machlokas. He, the Stam Dachakach Machlokas ain't a Lachak Stam, right? That's a rule. If there's a Stam Mishnah, even though normally a Lachak Stam Mishnah, but if the Machlokas is after that Mishnah, so then we say Rebbe's intention was not to Paskin the Halacha. You see, he wrote a subsequent Mishnah with the Machlokas. But oh, go back to the second Kasha, Mayela. I mean, you can learn the Gemara and think of reasons why this obvious question wasn't, it's so such an obvious question, it makes you wonder if the Gemara held it shmer to say that the first din of the Mishnah is talking about the children, and the second, the Ella, is talking about the parents. It's like, well, does the Hava mean it to keep bringing up cases if you always have the same question? The old my Ella, the old my Ella. What's the meaning of the Mishnah with the words Ella, that they get, the Bechor gets Pishnayim and Nichsei Ha'av and not Nichsei Ha'im? Ella Mar Bar Avashi, and that's the Mem of Nafsham, Hachi Komar. Echad Abem Vechad Abbas, when there's no sons, Shavim Benichsei Ha'em Ubenichsei Ha'av. That's what the Mishnah means. That's what the Mishnah is saying. Echad Abem Vechad Abbas Benachla of that they're both equal in mother and in father. That dinim are the same. First comes the son, then comes the daughter. The dinim are all the same. Ella, except for this fact, Shabenot of Bishnayim Benichsei Ha'av, Benanot of Bishnayim Benichsei Ha'em. Okay, now we'll start the next Gemara. Tanu Rabbanon, Losus Lo Pishnayim. The Gemara is now focusing on the din of a Bechor getting Pishnayim. And the Gemara, and it's a brayso, it's teaching you the halacha. We may know what Pishnayim means already, but the Gemara, the brayso is going to learn out what Pishnayim means. Because Pishnayim ke'echad, like one of the children. In other words, if there's five children, five Yerushim, you make believe there's six, and he gets two portions. That's what Pishnayim means, a double portion. Ata omer Pishnayim ke'echad, meaning like, Pishnayim meaning a double portion, with one extra, ke'echad, o einu ela Pishnayim b'chol anachasim, maybe the pasuk means, he gets two-thirds of the Yerusha. You split the Yerusha up into three parts, he gets two-thirds, and everybody else splits the third-third. And that's what Pishnayim means. Two-thirds of the Yerusha. The Gemara says that it's hard, you have to remember how to read the Gemara. You see the Rashbam. The dinhu the first way. The Gemara at first is suggesting you don't really need a pasuk. The dinhu, logically, we would say that Pishnayim means ke'echad, like one brother. And now we go on to Kukhov Gimel Amal Aleph. Chelko im echad. The Chelko im Chamisha. Sometimes he's splitting with one brother and sometimes he's splitting with five. So we want to keep it like a common denominator. Chelko im Echad, Pishnayim ke Echad. There he obviously only gets twice like one person. At Chelko im Chamisha, he gets twice like one person, Pishnayim ke Echad. The Gemara says, no, that's not so compelling. Because you could say the logic is the other way. Okalech l'derech zu, go to this way. Kalech means move on, go on this way. Chelko emechad v'chelko emhei, he'll always be consistent. Machelko emechad pishnayim b'chol anachasim, we'll get two-thirds of the nachasim. So hafchelko emhei pishnayim b'chol anachasim. How do you know which way to explain this comparison? That you say, oh, he should always be consistent, no matter how many brothers he yarshins together with. So maybe the consistency is that he always gets two-thirds of the nechosim. Talmud Lomar, I guess you do need a pasuk after all. So we learn that HaTorah rips a nachla etzel achin. We favor the achin over the bechor. That's the drasha of the Gemara. Rips a Torah, rips a nachla etzel achin. We favor the brothers. And the Mele, we give the bechor the lesser of the ways we might think. Not two-thirds of a whole, but double a single portion. A single portion, double. Ha'ena lecha lodin kolashen akram, where it was suggested that he gets two-thirds, ela kolashen harisha, where it means he gets a double single portion. Okay, we'll stop here. Matt, what is it?